Mother taught him to be appreciative amongst his peers. He worked the hardest. He was inspired when the night reached its darkest minutes. Execution is important, but it's art from start to finish. He leaves his work area as if he were never in it. Didn't talk much, only stuck the occasional clever sentence. He was very meticulous, scary to some, too many ridiculous. When asked for advice, he always replied, "You should slit your wrist." He never smiled properly until he found his calling. Started off collecting teeth, you wouldn't miss the small things. Gruesome, I admit, one man's treasures, another's garbage. It was around the age of 15 when people say he really lost it. He started stealing wallets just for the thrill of being chased. High speed dashes, lucky for him, he almost always escaped. He was never filled with hate, just embraced different passions. Life was a war he didn't ask for, his parents drafted him in. Later, he evolved to more violent measures of pleasure. He moved to a big city for a new scenery and a change of weather. Plus, a small town's not appropriate for an up-and-coming artist. Met a nice girl, made a family, suddenly a new crop to harvest. His wife never knew that he was the type to wish death on you. On opposite side, like red and blue, learned that lies made better truths. When two lives collide, she tries her best to understand him. It's suicide to survive around someone who kills at random. He had assorted disorders, they probably were the source of the slaughter. Since he brought it to Earth, he thought he could make a corpse of his daughter. Should've had some sort of restraining order in his brain, he's too sane. He was never comfortable with his position in the food chain. Tossed her body away like loose change, a big mistake. The weather was hideous, he was happy she didn't live this day. It's the way it goes, so maybe death's a sickness. His work area was spotless, sloppily he left a witness. Traumatized nosy neighbor who told the wife and cops. She heard the news instantly, her wife just stopped. Her eyes and his locked attention was real, could feel it wasn't phony. She put a bullet in his head, the holiest of matrimonies.
So, why did it happen? Asking questions doesn't give an answer. Why my family members couldn't live with their cancer? Save your banner. All the talk is pantomime. I see the signs. Your mouth is moving, but I don't understand the line. I'm fine coping with the death of persons without cursing, yelling, but I'm crying like my eyes had iodine in them. I'm smoking, choking, coughing, thinking of the times I spent with them. All the people that I love, there's no time to mention them. I know that in the end, life begins again, and I'll see my friends once again. Until then, in the interim, I live on the medium. Magician and comedian, gifted reasoning, rock professor, main ingredient. Even in the time of war, I seize it, a plebeian whose mind is more than DNA. Behind the door leads with sweat emissions of cesium. Dinosaur extinction, thinking Lincoln took a shot for you to smoke.